For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava vents have cracked open on Hawaii's Big Island. Now there's 18, bringing a new round of evacuations. This resident says she's frightened.
It scared me.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life. Scared me to death.
Meteorologist Tom Sater says authorities are concerned that a second violent volcanic eruption could occur.
The lava inside the crater is actually feeding the lava underground. So when the fissures open, it's draining the crater of the lava. Why this is so important, and this is concerning, because the more lava that is released in these fissures means the lava lake is dropping.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the eruption could hurl gigantic boulders into the air and send clouds of ash up to 12 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava vents have cracked open on Hawaii's Big Island. Now there's 18, bringing a new round of evacuations. This resident says she's frightened.
It scared me.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life. Scared me to death.
Meteorologist Tom Sater says authorities are concerned that a second violent volcanic eruption could occur.
The lava inside the crater is actually feeding the lava underground. So when the fissures open, it's draining the crater of the lava. Why this is so important, and this is concerning, because the more lava that is released in these fissures means the lava lake is dropping.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the eruption could hurl gigantic boulders into the air and send clouds of ash up to 12 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
U.S. allies that are party to the Iran nuclear deal are trying to honor the agreement. But National Security Advisor John Bolton said it's possible sanctions may be imposed on European companies that continue to do business with Iran. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
How many times do they have to fire missiles with death to Israel on the side of the missile before you believe that they're up to no good? So let's cancel this deal and get a better one where they can have nuclear power, but they can't make a bomb.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombings at three churches in Indonesia that have killed at least 13 people and wounded 40 others. Police say the attackers were all members of one family, including two children. These bombings are the worst since a series of attacks in 2000 on Christmas Eve that killed 15 and wounded nearly 100 others. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
More claims of racial profiling are showing up around the country. Another one in New York involves a mother and daughter on Mother's Day. With more on that story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A black mother was shopping at an antique store in Brooklyn with her daughter when a white store clerk followed them out and accused them of shoplifting.
A clerk followed me out the store and she asked me to come back in. I said, no, how could I help you? And she said that you've stolen from us. And I said, no, I haven't stolen anything from you.
Police were called and the mother and daughter were...